Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin another new week of broadcasting on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day and hopefully in a way that, well, it inspires you to change your world. Because you, well, you're able to take the stuff that we talk about, everything we talk about here, and be able to use it to influence, persuade the persuadables. We all have them. These are people in our world that can be influenced by the things that we say. That's right. Boy, there's some interesting stuff that went on this weekend. Now, I didn't pay a heck of a lot of attention to it until just, you know, the last few hours. And I'm really, I'm going to be interested, I think, along with you to see how the lockdown mentality of Kate Brown really plays out in politics here in Oregon. Now, there's a couple of stories out there. One's a Fox story about these new COVID-19 mandates, right, that we were, we were all commenting on, right? There's two stories. There's one from a Channel 21 KTVZ story, and it says, as mask mandates end, Oregon bucks the trend with a permanent rule sparking uproar. Now, this is an AP story, and it got picked up, at least in part, by Fox Business. There's a story on Fox Business about it also, and a video there. So when I said that I'm curious to see how all of this plays out, there's a couple of things to think about here. You know, last night I had dinner with a person and we walked into a restaurant of some renown in the Wilsonville area, and she just wouldn't put on a mask. And nobody said anything. You know, walked in there with a mask and without a mask and walked out without a mask. And, you know, this person does a lot of flying and around the country and just hates it. And she hears comments from other people, too, about that. And so there is this this move, as you know, there's a couple of people that are thinking about starting airlines, low-cost startup airlines, where you don't have to wear a mask. Okay. Problem is they're not going to fly all over the United States. I mean, it's hard enough to start an airline. But, I mean, the idea that you would have to fly on one, so with a mask on, or frankly have to have that vaccine passport, right? So is everything that this story is talking about, this permanent COVID-19 rule, and it quotes Senator Kim Thatcher of the Salem area specifically as really having putting forward the main point here. Businesses have, she is quoted as saying in the story, businesses have had to play mask cop for the better part of a year now. They deserve some certainty on when they will no longer be threatened with fines. So you've got two things going on here, right? You've got businesses, as we know, being forced to be the mask cop. And then we have us as individuals having to comply with this. So later in the story, it gets to really the heart of the issue. And it quotes a doctor at the Cataract and Laser Institute in Southern Oregon, Justin Spaulding. Because you see, there were this petition on change.org remember, that I asked you to sign? It got 60,000 signatures. And it was a petition specifically opposing this rule. Now, it's mentioned in the story, but the 5,000 public comments sent to the agency specifically, overwhelmingly negative against it, that smashed the agency's previous record of 1,100 comments. They got over 5,000 comments. Now, this is significant because the director here, he's administrator of OSHA, Michael Woods, said that the majority of the comments were simply hostile to the entire notion of COVID-19 restrictions. The vast majority of comments were in the context, you never needed to do anything. So now, if you have, I mean, look, folks, we're in quote unquote blue Oregon, right? It's really not quite as blue as what people think, but it's, the perception is that it is. So, all right. So we're in blue Oregon. And in an issue like this that I have polled, well, I've polled at least the mask wearing part of this thing. And just, you know, a couple of months ago. And people were okay with wearing masks by massive numbers. And then you get comments that go into an agency on this proposed rule. Now, I know a lot of us talked about it and it got out there on right-wing media, as it's just called, citizen media, the alternative media that has to exist, this radio station and others like it being part of that. But it is an amazing thing to think that in this state, this blue state, that the majority of these, I mean, we would smash all previous records, 5,000 comments to Oregon OSHA on this proposed rule when there was 1,100, it was their previous high. And the majority of them saying, you never needed to do anything. That tells me that people just believe this whole thing is a fraud. You know, this person I was having dinner with last night said, isn't it amazing you don't hear anything about the flu anymore? Yeah, you don't, do you? And again, it doesn't take rocket science to figure this out. Since you're not hearing anything about the flu and that the flu incidence rate, according to the CDC, is really tiny, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out that a lot of COVID is being counted that really is the flu. It's not COVID. People get it. Now, Justin Spaulding is this doctor, and he says this, and he's one of these people who commented, said, quote, I do not understand these new guidelines for business. If we put these into effect, we will only continue to blunt the recent drop in business. We have a large subset of patients that are unwilling or hostile with the current guidelines. Making them permanent will only make it worse. Because part of the problem here is what Kim Thatcher described as OSHA's lack of clarity about when the rules are going to be lifted. And we talked about this. Now, that's the backdrop of all of this. So let me ask you this question. And I want to hear from you on this. What are you hearing in your world? Whatever world that is, what are you hearing about all of this stuff? About wearing masks, about vaccines, about forced vaccinations, vaccine passports, lifting these rules that are just damaging businesses. What are you hearing? Do you think people are fed up? Again, if you looked at this story, you would come to the conclusion that has to be the case in Blue Oregon, right? You get 5,000 comments against something in a blue state like this, where apparently people approve of wearing masks, I know because, like I said, I polled it, and they approve of it by big margins. Because like this person I was having dinner with last night said, it's just that everybody's bought into the lie, and they have. So what do you think the outcome of this is? Based on what you're hearing in your world, based on what you're experiencing in your world, what are you hearing? What do you think happens? How can you not have a massive political backlash? Seriously, when you have this kind of thing, we have 60,000 people sign a petition opposing a permanent rule, and then you have 5,000 people that comment directly to the agency on the rule. Five times greater than the previous numbers of people who've commented on anything to this agency, anyway. How can you not expect that to have an impact? What do you think the outcome is? Does it get laid at the feet of one party? Or does it get laid at the feet of one party if the other party is smart enough to use it effectively? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at kslm.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Vi writes an email about, do you know by chance where I can get a list of the companies who are against Stand or who against Stand Georgia voting decisions? I think that means list of companies who are against the new laws passed in Georgia. I don't know. I think there is. There certainly has been this letter that went out there, right, that CEOs signed. Many of them, we heard about that last week. I'd like to know what that list of companies, and I thought I had seen on television that someone had come up with a list of those companies that are trying to punish Georgia. And every one of those companies, none of us should be doing business with. No, I'm serious. Not a one of us should be doing business with them. Wilbur, our liberal listener guy who voted for Trump, go figure that out. He writes this about guns. He says, I can't help wondering if the way conservatives glorify and gloat over guns may have something to do with the recent shootings. No, Wilbur, I don't think that's it at all. I think it's the fact that the recent shootings, if you're referring to Portland being one thing, is having to do with the gangs. The gang enforcement team, in essence, being defunded and the gang violence blasting. If you're talking about some of the other shootings out there, that's a whole different thing altogether. Back in a moment. It is 6:20. It's Political Coffee. Do you think that this mask and COVID rules thing is going to have lasting political impact? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What are you hearing from anybody in your world about this whole business, everything having to do with the COVID lockdown? Are people saying, man, I just wish we could open up? I get so tired of wearing a mask. What are you hearing? And do you think it's going to have lasting political impact? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Mr. Transmission Mile X, just heard their ad. is Wilsonville Auto Repair up in Wilsonville. And I got to tell you, you just heard the point about lady customers, women customers, and have, you know, my mother having just gone through this over in Prineville where she lives, not knowing where to take her car to get it repaired. And I feel bad I'm not there to help ascertain, you know, what that is, because she doesn't want to get it taken advantage of. And you get that sometimes. You just do. There are some people out there in the auto repair business who just operate that way. And it's too bad. But you don't have to worry about that with Mr. Transmission Mile X in Wilsonville, because they treat you with respect. And again, if you don't believe me, go to their website and read the customer testimonials. It's Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. Doesn't matter who you are, they treat you with respect. But especially when it comes to lady customers, you know, they're very honest with you right up front. You can do the free performance check. And they do all kinds of things to make sure that you have confidence in your vehicle. So check them out on the web. It's Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. That's Wilsonville Auto Repair. Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. So what do you think? Do you think that the massive pushback that now has made national attention of Oregon, the pushback to the permanent COVID rules here in Oregon by Oregon OSHA, which really impacts businesses as much as it does you and I individually, do you think that that's going to have an ultimate pushback that the party in power is worried about? Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit. I think that's the case. And I'll tell you why. And again, we've kind of talked about this a little bit before, but, you know, as these stories gain prominence, you wonder how much it weighs into the thinking of people. That weighs into what people are talking about. And when you're out and about on weekends, and it was a gorgeous weekend, were you talking with anybody about this? You see, a little bit of a key came into, at least into my mind anyway, when I heard read Kate Brown's comments about, yeah, maybe, you know, we're going back in the wrong direction and maybe we're going to have to, you know, lock down again. So many words she was saying that. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, here we go again. But then she starts talking about, but, you know, we're going to, because of the vaccination, we're going to go easier on people this time. Well, then why bother, you know, restricting businesses again? And it was especially true when it came to restaurants. Now, what that tells me is that Kate Brown is very much aware that there is a backlash out there. Because it is not her nature, folks, it's not her nature to go light. It's not how she operates. You see, you don't defy Kate. Because if you do, you're going to pay the price. Remember, she's Oregon's revenge governor, right? Well, that's true. She is. So by virtue of the fact that she is going to go easy, it seems anyway, on counties that go back to, and there's a bunch of counties that have gone back into the high-risk category, have you really noticed it? Because where would you notice it? No, seriously, where would you notice it? You're not going to notice it at Home Depot. You might notice it in some smaller businesses. You might notice it in your hair salon. But you're not going to notice it so much in the restaurants. Yeah, they've changed the numbers. In fact, this person that I was having dinner with is lives in Multnomah County. And those restaurants are still at a higher level of restriction than so many of the others. And the restaurant we were in last night is not in Multnomah County. It was in Clackamas County. And, you know, the place was just packed. Parking lot's full. The restaurant's, you know, fairly full. Lots of people sitting outside and so forth. So it's the difference in people's perceptions here is what I'm talking about. So do you think, just again, on what you're hearing in your world, do you think that people are just sick of it? Yesterday I had someone at, because I went to the River Church yesterday afternoon to meet Pastor Lou and hello to Walt, because Walt was there, ran into him a little bit later. Anyway, I was talking to someone, I forget who it was, but they just said, it's so nice to walk into a church where you don't have to put a mask on. And even at my own church, Life Bible in Harrisburg, some people walk in with masks. They feel like more comfortable doing that. And the church has basically said, well, it's optional at this point. I think people are done with it. That's what I think. That's what I hear. What do you hear? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. What do you think about if they try to put in place greater controls, like a vaccine passport, to say that you can't fly on an airplane, on an airline, unless you've had a vaccine, or you can prove it? Or you have to wear the mask. You have to keep wearing the mask. Do you think that these woke airlines that have fallen into line with everything and that are now, you know, saying they're not going to do business with whatever, with Georgia, you think that they will start to loosen up? They will push back a little bit? Back in a moment at 6:30, we'll talk with Ron and your thoughts. What are you hearing in your world? 503-589-1220. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee on a Monday. So what do you think about the, that's the question we're asking, you know, based on these stories that are out there that have made national news about this permanent COVID-19 rule that we've all commented on, or many of us have, here at Oregon, and how that it is, you know, the mask mandate and, you know, other states are lifting their restrictions right and left, and here's Oregon. What do you think the pushback to that is? Is there pushback? Do you think that it is going to be laid at the feet? What are you hearing in your world? What are you hearing other people say about this or any of this? Wearing masks, COVID, vaccinations, mandatory vaccinations, possibility of vaccine passports. What do you think the political implications of that in this state are? Not across the country, but in this state. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll get to Ron in a moment. Friends, I do want to remind you, please take a moment and vote for KSLM Radio at the best of the Willamette Valley. You can go to willamettevalley.com, click on things to do, and you can vote for radio stations. It's important. We appreciate each and every one of you that are listeners and would love to have you make a comment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's get started on the phones. We got lots of people to talk to. We'll start first with Ron. Ron, good morning.
How you doing, my brother?
Awesome.
I'll tell you this. People's getting very ticked off. They're tired. All over my friends, all over Godfather, Godchildren, everything else, they're tired wearing the boot pacifier, as I call it. I'm tired of it. I don't wear one because I have sleep apnea, and I use the lies my ADA on that sense. But I will say this. People is getting hot between this Wuhan virus bull sugar. They heard about the Excelsior program that's being proposed in New York by Don Corleone Cuomo. And it seems like every time they do something, our state try to do something. But what's happening is a lot of people are leaving this state. A lot of people is tired. And you're getting replaced with some of this black block trash that's coming through, tearing up cities, watching them travel through in their little black block vehicles, tweaking out and everything else. And they think, and, you know, they're welcome the trash to disparage us and divide us. They will not go through and think that and correct the problem. They don't want to stand. People is getting worn down. This is part of communism. Go back 85 years ago, my brother. What did they do in Europe? Oh, that's right. In Austria, in Germany, in some parts of the what they call Prussia, which was, I think, part of the border between Poland and that area. Oh, even in Vichy government France, they made them put stars on. What people they do that to? Oh, the Jews of Europe. They was ostracized. They was ridiculed. Next thing for that, you know, they said that they would not be accepted. They had to have that if they want to do business. Next thing, you know, they was loaded on trains throughout Eastern Europe after they conquered the country. Next thing you know it, they might just load me and you up over at the Brooks power plant and make us an ash. That's what they do. Power breeds corrupt people.
Well, you're right. So let me ask you this question. So you're saying that you think people are done with it and they're just going to give up and let themselves get run over, or are you saying that they are going to revolt?
If you I say a bunch want to revolt, but they're like sheep until you nudge them alone and show them that they can take, there's no fence and they can run out in the fields, then they'll just go along like sheep because they don't want to stand out. They don't want to be ridiculed by their family members or anybody else. And with them using the insurance companies and employment, you're going to have to get the shot. You're going to need that. It's disparaging. I watched, there's a 21-year-old guy. He said, I don't want to get the shot, but I was told I had to. Because now they're using your employment. They're going to use everything possible to push their agenda. But as time and time again, the hydrochloroquine, the other medicines is outproven. Even in Johnson & Johnson, what they don't talk about, yes, there was 20-something people that was injured or killed compared to 10 or 4,000, 5,000
right.
on mRNA shots of Moderna and Pfizer. It's called keeping up the propaganda till you get an agenda. Just like so.
Well, I think you're right about that, Ron. The propaganda is continuing, and we have to have the discernment, and we have to talk about it and stand again. It's got to let you go, brother, because you got to move on. Julie, you're up next, and then we got lots of other people lined up. Julie, good morning. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? I think I'm going to move east of the mountains. They're not nearly as strict over there. And it's not because of state law. It's because of people don't care what Salem has to say. And I'm getting to that point, to be honest with you. People are getting sick and tired of the masks. They're getting sick and tired of if you have bottles to return, you can't return them. I have, I think, 6 bags of bottles to return that I've accumulated over the last few months. This is simply a form of dictator. Kate Brown is a bully, and she's going to carry this out any way she can.
And so what do you think the backlash is? I mean, Julie, you're talking about moving somewhere else in Oregon. You're still going to be subject to her general rules. What do you think other people are going to do?
I think people are going to start ignoring it. I've been over there. And people aren't near, I mean, if you walk into a store without a mask, no one says anything. You walk into a store in Marion County without a mask, and there's at least 15 mask marshals who are going to remind you you don't have one on. And I'm getting tired of it. I have a little bit, I have a touch of asthma, and I also tend to read lips when people are talking to me. I keep joking and saying that masks are interfering with my hearing. It's just, to me, as far as I'm concerned, it's a form of slavery. I mean, we are little slaves, so we are wearing our little slave badges. And I think I was just politically incorrect.
Julie, I appreciate your comments. I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a form of slavery of our minds. We have accepted the idea that we have to comply. That's not what made this, that's not what founded this country, and it's not what continues to make it great. Thank you, Julie. Before I move on to Art, Dale writes an email, says we need to just basically forget about the national scene and concentrate on how best to organize the people of Oregon against the tyranny here. If we, the people, don't start standing together, we'll all hang separately. Freedom Heating and Air is a great company. They are one of our sponsors. They believe in freedom. They're right here in Salem. You know, it's been kind of warm. If the air conditioning system, the heat pump system did not keep up, you ought to contact Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Art, good morning. How are you?
Jeff! God, beautiful weather. And, you know, it's great to be a part of State of Oregon. I think Kate is softening a little bit. Because all of the dang things that she's saying is not panning out like it is, like it really is. I mean, you take, and Julie, you can move to Florida, Texas, lots of states, no mask mandates, and guess what? No real, quote unquote, high increases in these states. Because people are smarter, okay, than what, of course, Kate and the Democrats give us. I mean, yes, the flu is contagious, so you wash your hands. And the flu's still around, Jeff. A lot of these false positives are because of the flu, and the information's getting out there now. Okay, that there really was a flu season, only the Democrats, have called it COVID-19. And so I think she's starting to soften some because all of this crap and garbage is being debunked. And so she either has to, or the Democratic Party is, and I think it's going to be zapped come our next election, unless they cheat, and you and I both know they do, but, of course, we're going to try to do things. I wish like hell I could see, because I'd be one of the first volunteers to go out there and poll watch so the Democrats can't cheat.
That's a great sentiment, and that is the right thing to do. Art, thank you. Appreciate it. We got a ton of people on the phones that want to weigh in this.
We need a two-hour show.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Art. I appreciate it, brother. It's 6:48. Back in a moment with your phone calls. Everybody on the line, hang on. I've got texts. I've got emails. People want to weigh in. I want to know what you think. 6:48. Back in a moment. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
In a moment, we're going to go to Glenn, Rich, and Rebecca. You just heard the ad for Righteous Renovations. That's Eric Azer. And that's a pretty powerful testimonial from an advertiser. An advertiser who is happy with doing business with this radio station because it gets results. And it gets results because you guys are a great audience. And you listen. And you check it out because you're smart. You go to his website, RighteousRenovations.com, and you check out to make sure that, you know, he's a kind of contractor that you want to work with. So why don't you do that? Go to RighteousRenovations.com. Check it out, RighteousRenovations.com. Anne Marie writes a text. A outcome of extended mask mandates. I have two relatives who reside locally that think I'm crazy for not wearing a mask and or being vaccinated. Basically, they're thinking, or they're basically that I'm, quote, unthinking and ignorant of the danger that I'm choosing and somehow endangering them. My brother, who has isolated himself, was vaccinated recently. He declared himself immortal, tongue in cheek. Both he and my daughter refused to spend time with me until herd immunity allows it. Good grief. If they're now protected themselves, why are they afraid of me? Ridiculous. That's a good point. If they're protected, why are they afraid of you? Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts.
The West Coast corridor, including Oregon, the closer you are to I-5 and the capitals, Sacramento, Salem, and Olympia, the closer you are to the people who are stepping right in line. I think Art is correct that people are thinking that maybe the governor is getting some pushback and that she is walking a lot differently and is not pushing as hard. I do sense that, as Art has. But you know what? The thing that really amazed me is I think the school, the teachers, the union, the governor, they misread the people. These people are angry. The people paying the bills and cannot send their kids to school and live a normal life, they're angry at the union and the teachers that they are extremely elite. They are. It really shows big. And the voters are angry. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's misleading.
I
think you're reading it the right way. And I think that this story about the types and the amounts of comments that came in on this COVID-19 rule at Oregon OSHA perfectly exemplifies that. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate your thoughts. We'll see if this adds up to anything different in the next election. Before we go to Rich, I want to remind you also that if your body has aches and pains, you really should try CBD, but you should only try it from Pro Bioscience based in Salem. I use their stuff, and they have a lot of stuff, and a lot of new stuff coming, too, by the way, especially for you ladies out there. But seriously, I use it because it works, because I also have great confidence in that I'm getting everything they say I'm getting. So you know what? If you want to try a natural way of relieving pain or maybe sleeping better, go to pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And in the month of April, if you buy anything online, use the discount code SHOWERS. April showers. I hear we have some rain coming, so maybe that'll happen. Use the discount code SHOWERS. You get 15% off. The products are also available at the Tobacco Pouch in Edgewater, or also at both of the Liquivana vape shops, the one in Silverton on Oak Street and the other one in Malala Avenue, pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Morning. Even down in Eugene, some of the people aren't wearing their masks, and the kids are calling it a planned demic.
No kidding.
Yeah, and these kids are 12, 13 years old, and they're laughing about it and calling it a plandemic. And they're even getting to the point now that they think that when you listen to them talk when they're using their smartphones, anyone who's a Democrat politician, they think is a joke. especially Cape Brown.
Now that's interesting. That's very well. I think that, you know, the
and the other
fall,
thing
I think
too
was, what,
is they're
60
really
days ago
they're,
or whatever.
They're
Cape
really
Brown
just,
was their highest
they're
negative.
They're tired of the mask. They think, why do I have to play on a baseball diamond and wear a mask? But if I play basketball, I don't have to have one. They're seeing the lies in it.
They are. Cross-country runners having to wear a mask running cross-country? You got to be kidding me.
No. It's just all you got to do is go to schools and see how stupid it is. And they think that their principals are a little on the off-end wacko for having to make them do that. They're getting, if nothing else, some of the kids have awakened enough to where they're going to be for permanently realized that just how stupid most of the Democrats are. The other thing too is in 1935-36, the German people had to have papers to go from one small town to another, so they didn't have a whole lot of freedom, and they're trying to pull the same crap here. The other thing too is some of these people are not going to change, like Ron says. I agree with him too that these people are just going to fall in line. I've seen it, and it's really sad to see how mentally distorted these people are.
Yeah, there's a segment of society.
Now that two senators in Oregon have defected from the Republican Party, your thoughts on why they've done it?
Yeah, I'll have to cover that because I do have some thoughts about it. Thanks, Rich. It's a great question. I'm not sure I'm going to get to it today because I promised I get to Rebecca, and I got to get to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. You got a couple of minutes. Go.
Good morning. I've been, I wear a Trump hat with a flag stuck in the back and buttons on my apparel on my front. And I've been amazed how many people walk up to me and are just very, very encouraged, and they want to express their thanks for me, for seeing me like that. And it's really encouraging to me every day to talk to so many people that are willing to just come right up to me and just say thank you for looking like that. And then secondly, today is, they're calling it the Frankathon. And it's a new platform that the Pillow guy, Lindell, is starting. And they're going to run a thing where they're showing how many people are signing up at any one time. It's a brand new platform. It's going to be kind of like a Twitter YouTube platform. And they want to see how many people they can sign up today. So the other
to frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. If you want to sign up today for Mike Lindell's new platform, frankspeech.com.
And then thirdly, I went to a Republican meeting and found out that, Bill Currier is no longer the head of the Republican Party, but he's not stepping down. He's not going quiet. He's starting a new project, and it's exciting. And Bill Currier is a great patriot, and what they want to do is get as many signatures as possible, building off of the signature collection that they did for the recall, and then take it to the cities and counties and get them to pass resolutions to not enforce any law that is not constitutional.
Thank you, Rebecca. Folks, see you tomorrow. Appreciate it.